Good evening, well, shall I say good morning briefly to everybody here on BGZ. This is Doug Oliver. This is going to be my first submission here. And I kind of wanted to give you guys an update on how things are going for me. As I haven't had a chance to submit a podcast before because life has been kind of hectic for me. Well, let's put it like this. I went to, I'm going to go ahead and go back up a little bit here in the recent times. I'm going to go back to 2011 on up. Okay. May of 2011, I started working for my local Dow's Lighthouse for the Blind. I was in a factory working because of the fact that I didn't have a lot of work experience under my belt. So, I went there, and I began working there for a few months. At least almost a year. Well, close to it, anyway. I was working in May of 2011, all the way up until April of 2013. I was basically laid off due to the fact that there was a lot of issues that was going on there, and I was also experiencing a lot of health issues at the time, and I let them know as much as I could, but of course, the supervisors never got my messages, they never got my voicemail. And, you know, I'd email them, they would never respond to my emails, letting me know, hey, okay, we got your messages. I've even, you know, I'd emailed the human resources department, they never got my messages either, so everything was just totally messed up. So, make a long story short there, April of 2013, I was laid off. Okay. Now we're going to move forward to June of 2013, excuse me. In June of 2013, I went away to Little Rock, Arkansas to evaluate, to work, or to do the program called Desktop Support Technician. Basically, for anybody that might not know what it is basically they teach you how to repair computers, how to work on them, and they teach you how to work in the IT field. So I tried that field for a short time. I discovered that the field in IT was not my strong suit because, for one, I have not been good with math. And math was never my strong suit, even back in school. Okay, so on September 30th of 2013, I started the class that they have there. Excuse me, called the Assistive Technology Instructors Program. It's called ATI, Assistive Technology Instructor Program. Basically, with that program, of course, you learn how to work with, you know, assistive technology, JAWS, Windows Eyes, NVDA. However, we weren't using Windows Eyes at all. We didn't touch Windows Eyes. Mainly, the programs they had us using were JAWS and NVDA. Now, later on, they let us use free Windows Eyes for Office. It was good, but there were a few problems that I noticed with that program. Okay, so basically, I had to deal with a few issues involving dealing with that. A lot of people were raising complaints about me and didn't talk to me about it at first. there, and they just kind of shrugged it off like I didn't do anything wrong, and people are firing in complaints without my knowledge and not even coming to me, and I had a hard time when it came down to me teaching a student. I had a hard time with, you know, figuring out how to teach them. Because one thing they used to do in the ATI program back in 2006, and they don't do this anymore, and they should have, but they don't teach people specifically steps of how to teach like they used to. Their instructional materials on teaching a student were not clear. They were very vague. And they weren't really working with me very well. I will say this, though. I did get certified in Microsoft Office 2010. I do have also certifications in JAWS for Windows. I also learned a bit of iOS there. I learned how to work with iOS a lot. Right now, actually, I have an iPhone 6S Plus, which I really like. I have worked with the iPhone since October of 2013. I had an iPhone 5 at the time. I was running iOS 6 when I first got it, and then it upgraded to iOS 7. I will say iOS 7 was great, you know, when I first got it. Let's see, what else can I tell you? I was moving around for a while, but let me back up a little bit. In June of 2014, I basically, because of all the complaints and because of a lot of things that were going on at World Services for the Blind that I was, when I was attending there, I had basically withdrew my continuation of the Assistive Technology Instructors Program. Because of all the complaints that I was receiving, I wasn't receiving a lot of instruction on a lot of things, so it really just withdrew my interest to continue the Assistive Technology Instructors Program. But I will say, though, I'm glad that I gained what knowledge I did out of it. I'm glad that I gained what I did gain. Because I recently was getting phone calls from a local person in Dallas, Texas, that needed a lot of help with iOS. And I would direct him through little things over the phone a few times. And it was really good. He was very happy with the way that I instructed him on how to do things. He has been making it well so far with his iPhone when I have basically walked him through little pieces of instructional materials and everything else that I knew. I have been looking for work. I filled out an application for to be a service specialist at my local Apple store here in the Dallas, Texas area. Let's see what else is going on. I have been doing a bit of using Uber, and I have loved using Uber for a while because they've been very helpful to me. I've had some drivers that were just, you know, jerks to me, but, you know, my thought is you're going to have that with any company, and I just make do with what's there. Excuse me. Let's see what else. I'm getting ready to become a beta tester of an app that most of the community who uses Android will know about it. It is called Nearby Explorer. It is coming to iOS soon. It will be on iOS very soon. And I'm relatively excited to be working with the APH team and beta testing Nearby Explorer. I'm really excited about this opportunity. to be able to beta test and kind of get used to the layout of Nearby Explorer and kind of get the hang of it. I'm actually very excited to be able to work with that and go from there. So, and anybody can do it. Anybody can actually subscribe to become a beta tester for Nearby Explorer. There is another app that I've been working with that I'm happy that I'm thinking about submitting my own podcast to this page. There is an app that I work with that I use a lot of times to catch up with friends and just for voice chatting. It's called Roger. For anybody that hasn't heard of Roger, it's basically where you can just exchange messages in your voice with people. There's another app that's already in the AppleViz podcast that I'm not going to submit. It's called Voreil, that I've used. It is really good. It's a very good app, in my opinion, and I like the layout of the app. It works well for me, in my opinion, so I like it. Let's see, what else have I got going on? Not much is going on here. I'm just, like I said, I'm just really enjoying life. Been dealing with my grandfather. I'm asking everybody to keep him in your thoughts and prayers as he deals with a lot of things. I just really hope that everyone is okay, as I haven't seen a lot of submissions up here, and I wanted to be the first one to submit something, since with nothing's been submitted in quite a while. Okay, as I said, I just ask everybody to keep my grandfather in your prayers. He is 74 years old and has been having some health issues. He's been falling a lot. He's having some stuff on his heart and everything else. He is just now quitting smoking, which has been a very hard road for him because he's been smoking cigarettes for quite some time. I know how hard it is. Trust me, for those that smoke, I know how hard it is to quit. I mean, I've got, you know, family members that smoke. In fact, I'm a smoker, and I can hardly tell you right now when I get ready to quit soon or down the road. It's going to be a hard road, but, you know, whenever the time is needed, I'm going to be well ready to try to quit. But, again, we'll see how that road turns out to be. I was doing shows, for anybody that's curious, I was into internet radio, on 986themix.com. I was doing some scheduled shows, but unfortunately, I've had to kind of take a break for a while from doing shows because of the fact that I've been dealing with my, family stuff and dealing with my grandfather and everything else. Been trying to focus on life and finding a job so I can get my own place. Let's see what else is going on. That is pretty much that. For anybody that's going to convention, I hope you guys have fun this year. And I hope you guys enjoy the presentation of what's going on. I know for a fact that there's going to be a few changes in Freedom Scientific this year. There's going to be some announced changes. I caught the recent episode to FS Cast, and I will say that that was really good to hear what was going on, especially hearing how Larry Skutkan is doing these days. From what I heard, there's going to be a lot of good changes with JAWS. There's a lot of good changes already with the student edition. And I'm really glad to see that that took off with APH, that they're doing the student editions to Jaws now. I'm glad to see that took off. And everything else. So, that's pretty much that. So, take care, and I will update later.